An important pasuk in this week's parsha, as all of them are important, but the famous one that we know of, Tamim Tia Im Hashem Elokecha, in Perek Yidches, pasuk Yud Gimel, Tamim Tia Im Hashem Elokecha, you must be whole with Hashem, your God. So we have that assumption. What does it actually mean? Rashi tells us, when it comes to Tamim Tia, you have to look at the psukim that are before that, and that's referring to Chover Chover, Shol Ovi Yidoni, which means those people that are going after sorcery, they're trying to go to figure out Dorish Atidot, as he says, which means they're looking for fortune tellers, people to tell them what's going to happen in their life, what they can do, what they can fix, how they can change certain things. Those are prohibited. So from the basic level of that understanding, that means that those things actually work. So that you have the major machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, whether they work, whether they don't work. We do see in our days that many of these things do work. Maybe they're not perfect in the way they do it, but we see that they actually work. And you see many people going after these things. Is there a prohibition for non-Jews? No. It seems to be permitted for non-Jews to do it. However, it's a prohibition for Jews to do these things. It's not necessarily avodah zarah, but it is going after these other forms of sorcery and magic to be able to tell them certain things. So Rashi tells us, if you walk with me, hisalachimo betmimus, with wholesomeness, so that wholesomeness that a person is going to have is going to develop a relationship. Utitzape lo, to yearn for Hashem, velo tachkar achar asidos. Do not search for future fortune tellers. Ela, kol masha yavo alecha, rather, that which will happen to you, kabel betmimus, you have to accept wholeheartedly, va'az tiyeh imo ulechelko. And then when you do that, then you will be imo with him, Ulachelko, and part of Hashem's portion. And therefore the Sifsei Chaim points out over here that it means that you have to understand that when you do these things, and only when you do these things, will you be part of the Chelik of Hashem. Ratzalomer, so he says that you have to read the pasuk this way. It says, Tamim Tiyah, it means Titzapelo, yearn for him, Velo Tachkor, and don't do this, Va'az Im Hashem Elokecha, then you will be with Hashem. So what that means is that there are these things that are out there in the world. And if everybody wants to get a bracha from a Rebbe, everybody wants to be able to get something that's going to tell them what to do. They'd like to have some sort of guidance to do these things. But if you're going to go after asidos, if you can go after the future, and the Rebbe is not necessarily telling you the future, he's telling you that from a level of Kedusha, of what Hashem has planted within him, whoever that Rebbe is that they're going to. But if a person is doing things in order so they should be able to find out the future, and they cannot walk with Hashem currently right now because they're always trying to go ahead. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem wants us to be in the present moment to be able to walk with Him there. And therefore the Or HaChaim tells us on here is that he says that the reason why I'm doing this is Ladas Asidus Ulisnag Al Asher Yoru Latakin Achisarne. I want you to be able to fix that which I'm missing in my life. Some things aren't going well in my life. So I want to be able to fix these things. If I feel that connection with Hashem, I'd actually feel this entire experience. So Hashem says, no, you understand that you're going to be choser. If you're going to be trying to find these things to be able to do and get the answers for these things, then you're actually going to be lacking and you will not be whole with Hashem. But what do you mean? But I have my whole life planned out. Isn't that the best thing to do? So the answer is, no, that's not. It's not going to be the best thing. It's true that maybe you'll know what the mazel is telling you what to do. You'll understand what the mazel tells you what to do. And that's we'll call it the horoscopes or whatever, the celestial bodies will tell you what to do. But that's not necessarily with Hashem. Because even if the mazel does declare something, we learn from Avraham Avinu that the Jew can go beyond that mazel. And it doesn't matter that which the fortune tellers and everyone tells you is going to happen. We know we can go beyond that mazel and we can get a greater bracha for with Hashem. And that is Tamim Tiyah Im Hashem Elokecha.